The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
What is on your mind? My mind's ready to explode. There's so many things on my mind. Todd Mitchell, how about you? What's on your mind?
Everything that's on my mind must be in your mind because my head's not ready to explode.
Oh, is that right? Your head is empty and mine is
not
full.
Not empty, just not ready to explode.
Not ready to explode. No, you're not.
You probably have more in your mind.
I'm chomping at the bit to tell you what's on my mind, but quite honestly, what do we say on this program? We say it's about the listeners and what's on their mind.
Yeah, it's not called what's on Scott's mind.
Yeah. So we'll go to you first at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I will just tell you this. ISIS and a battle against an Islamic State is what's on my mind. Obviously, news overnight about air raids and bombings. And still a reluctance on the ground troop side of things. I think a lot of people are going, see, we're going to get tough against them. What do you think of them now? But anyway, that's kind of what's on my mind. My mind is also on getting a reputation back for a good man up in Eddy County. And the Eddy County sheriff, who's been dragged through the mud for better than a year, cleared on child abuse charges by a jury this week. We're going to chat with him on the program. Actually, it was last week. I think he was cleared. But anyway, what else are we going to do? It's Farm Bureau Day, North Dakota Farm Bureau Day. My favorite part about Tuesdays is that we get to talk ag. So we're going to talk with an NDSU Collegiate Farm Bureau president and a DSU Collegiate Farm Bureau president about each of the chapters and how they are really active in policy making for the Farm Bureau, all the different fun things they do and contests, how they get young folks involved. And, of course, we're going to hear from Levi, a young farmer from Ypsilanti, on his concerns about giving conservation groups $150 million a year through Measure 5 today on the program, too. All on the program we call What's on Your Mind. But before I tell you what's on my mind, I want to find out what's on Joe's mind. Joe's up in Williston. And first to call, yours welcome, too, at 800-228-0550. So link Joe in there so we can hear from Joe. Let's find out what is on his mind. Joe, thanks for being the first caller of the day today. How are you? Okay, I guess we're doing this. Go ahead. Hi, Joe.
How you doing? I was listening to Leon here, and he was talking about Bill O'Reilly talking about forming a mercenary army, basically, is what, what the content was. Ordinarily, I like Bill O'Reilly, and he comes up with pretty good ideas, but that's about the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
You think so?
Served in the military. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I want to know why. I want to know why, but just do me this favor, if you don't mind, Joe. Let's tell people, in case they didn't see Bill O'Reilly, what you're talking about, okay? And Bill O'Reilly came up with an idea. I think it's his idea. I don't know if there's military expertise involved. But you're a military guy. You can explain it better than I. What does Bill O'Reilly want to do? What does he think the best way to take out ISIS is?
Well, his idea is not just ISIS, but any terrorist group, in the world that we deem as a hazard to us. He wants to put together the America to put together a mercenary army, non-American, so our boys and girls don't die in combat. But you hire a bunch of mercenaries, train them through our special forces, and pay them real good to go out and kill whoever we deem needs to be killed. Now, that's a good idea. Mercenary armies are invaluable. They are. We've used them in every campaign the United States of America has ever fought in. Obama says, if you fight for ISIS, you're an enemy of your country. Well, that's true. If you kill our people or you kill our friends, you're an enemy of our country. But we hire, the United States of America hires mercenaries. We hired them in Iraq. We hired them in Vietnam. We hired them in Korea. We hired them in the World War II. Okay? The only thing wrong with mercenaries is they are whores. They fight for money and no glory, no honor. Okay? mercenaries fight for the highest bidder. I served in the military. When I was a young lad, a lot of friends got out, this is right after Vietnam, and signed on to groups overseas, like Executive Outcome in South Africa, just one. They fight the highest bidder. This month, the United States of America will pay them $1,000 a day, $2,000 a day to fight ISIS today. Well, ISIS, they have a lot of money. And if they contact Executive Outcome or some other company like that, and they'll say, we'll give them $4,000 a day to kill American troops that are inserted into Syria or Iraq, guess who those mercenaries are going to kill? It's all about money to them.
That's a very good point. I have to tell you, when I first heard about this idea from O'Reilly, I said, that's worthy of some serious thought. Sadly, I don't think we have, right now, the political leadership to do what it takes to defeat these people. Okay? I'm no military expert, okay? But when I see us sending ground troops for Ebola, ground troops to rescue an eagle, and that happened, and we're not wanting to commit, you know, the best and the brightest to this, I'm very worried, okay? So I think we have a terrible strategy. So this is not a bad one. But I will also tell you this, Joe. When I heard it, I said, we have the force. It's called the United States Armed Forces. Why do we need to create a new one, for crying out loud?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We do not need, like I said before, mercenaries are a very well seasoned force. Mercenaries are ex-Navy SEALs, ex-Green Beret, ex-LLRP, ex-Rangers, Israeli guys, English guys, Australians. They're the best of the best. They don't hire some boogerhead Marine grunt to go become mercenaries. They don't. They hire the best, and they pay them very, very well. But they are not loyal to anybody.
That's a worry. But our troops are an all-volunteer force that are loyal to defending and protecting the United States of America. It's a very good point, Joe.
Yes,
and we're going to see if others agree with you. By the way, your expertise on it is as good as anybody's, having been there, done that. So thanks for your service, and appreciate you calling today, okay?
Thank you very much.
You bet. Let's go to Leon next year. Leon in Fargo at 800-228-0550. You want to talk about Bill O'Reilly. What about Bill O'Reilly?
Oh, man, I'll give it to the caller that he has a lot more experience in this than I do. But what I took away from Bill O'Reilly last night was this. We would have the say on who washes out, who's going to be in this army, and their express purpose would be to fight terrorism. It won't be, you know, us just paying a bunch of guys to go and do something. We would pretty much build an army who we would pay very, very well, and they would only be deployed if a country through you know, NATO and the United States, if we say, yes, this is a hot spot, these folks are terrorists, like say it's ISIS, and they need help, we will go over there and put whatever uprising there is down, whatever act of terrorism. We put it down like that.
What about Joe's point? Joe saying they're not loyal to anything.
We would assess them. I mean, we're not just going to pull some thugs off the street. They are going to be the best of the best, trained by the best, and we would screen out the folks that would, you know, fight for the other side. This would be an army only to fight terrorism.
And so, if anybody's missed this, let me just quote from O'Reilly's piece on this last night, where he explains this. He says, "What about a mercenary army? Elite fighters who would be well paid, well trained to defeat terrorists all over the world. Here's how it would work: the fighters would be recruited by America, trained in the USA by our special forces. U.S. Army rules of engagement would be followed." Strict discipline formed by the Geneva Convention, America would be in charge of selecting who makes the cut and how they're deployed, with an eye on a 25,000-person force. American and NATO officers would lead the mercenary army, and the USA would also provide logistical support basing the first trained soldiers in Kurdistan. The force would be called the Anti-Terror Army, and the cost paid by the coalition that President Obama is trying to put together and these countries that want intelligence and protection from the USA would have to chip in. If they don't, they get no help. Now, short of the high pay, you know, we already have that in the men and women of the armed forces. So that's where I kind of lean towards Joe. But I hear what you're saying, Leon, as well. And I want to hear what other folks think about this, because I think this is a great debate. Appreciate you calling 800-228-0550. I think I know that, Leon. Sometimes you kind of know the name and the voice. I think I know Bill and Amadon. You got a half a minute on mercenaries. Good idea or bad idea?
Bad idea. We're paying people not to work. We're going to pay other people to fight our battles. Absolutely no connection to the Constitution at all. Retired Marine, and my 30 seconds should be up.
Well, you did it in 15, like every good Marine. You're efficient. God bless you. Thanks, Bill, for the call, and I want to hear from other vets on this. Thumbs up or thumbs down on the O'Reilly idea? I just say fight and win the dang thing with the force we have. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
My favorite thing in the whole world is hearing a mallard hen in the background at sunup on a cold, clear day. Hunting with your dog, to me, is half of being out there. That's what they live for. Most waterfowlers would say that it isn't about shooting, it's about tricking them. I want the customer to know that I truly want them to have a successful hunt. I'm Wayne Salem, and I'm one of the waterfowl experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
According to a Kaiser Family Foundation study, North Dakotans pay hundreds of dollars more each year for prescription drugs than consumers in other states. We're the only state that prohibits retailers like Target, Walgreens, and Walmart from hiring licensed pharmacists and offering hundreds of commonly prescribed prescriptions for just $4 a month. Let's cut the cost of prescription drugs. Vote yes on Measure 7.
Paid for by North Dakotans for lower pharmacy prices. Lisa J. Carlson, Treasurer.
Congressman Kevin Cramer. He has a North Dakota trait a lot of people in Washington haven't seen. It's called common sense. Last year, Kevin Cramer voted to end the government shutdown and helped get the government back to work.
We need to break the gridlock in Washington, and using a little North Dakota common sense is the way to do it. I'm Kevin Cramer, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Cramer for Congress.
Yes, North Dakotans should always be able to buy or sell a home without government adding another tax on property. Yes, buying a home is expensive enough. We don't need a new tax adding to the cost. Yes, North Dakotans are taxed enough. Yes, we can stop a double tax on property. Learn more at VoteYesOnMeasure2.com. Stop the tax. Vote yes on Measure 2. Paid for by Vote Yes on Measure 2 Committee, Nancy R. Willis, Campaign Coordinator.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The President of the United States just wrapped up a comment about last night's airstrikes that the U.S. and our Arab allies launched. By the way, how many allies do we have? Have you counted them, Todd? Can you count them on more than one finger, on more than one hand right now? Or, you know?
Well, I can't. I guess I can count on my more than one hand.
Now, I, you know, I'm just still a little confused about that whole deal because I remember when President Bush had a coalition in Iraq of 40-plus, Coalition of the Willing, it was mocked widely as being no big deal. Do you remember that?
Well, I do remember that.
And it seems to be a little bit of a different situation now, so I don't know what's going on there. What did the president say, by the way, in the Rose Garden? I know we're rolling on it, but can you paraphrase for me? You said something during the break, but it was like there were three B words. Was it blah, blah, blah? Is that what you said?
That's all. Kind of a rah, rah, really. Two R words is really what it was, but yeah.
It was rah, rah, rah?
Yeah.
And blah, blah, blah.
And blah, blah, blah.
All right.
Yeah.
So anything else you need to know, we'll cover with Fox News here in a little bit, right?
We can get Leon's take on it, too.
Yeah, there you go. Back to the phones here on a North Dakota Farm Bureau Tuesday. On what's on your mind, 800-228-0550. A lot on my mind. I'm saving it because we're finding out what's on callers' minds today. And I have to admit, the O'Reilly thing was on my radar, along with one other thing I want to talk about here. But Mike at Belfield, what's on your mind?
Well, I didn't hear that O'Reilly thing. And the whole thing sounds pretty crazy because we've already got what we need. It's American Armed Forces. What our problem is we have rules and engagement. No one else does. We have an enemy that knows that we can't do certain things, and they skirt around that, and our hands are tied. Our men and women are willing and able to do whatever needs done if we just let them go. Yeah, there might be a little bit of collateral damage, but you know what? We go in, we put them down, we stomp them hard, and keep it up, and the problem will go away because they're going to realize, okay, this is like World War II. These people aren't messing around no more.
I agree with you. I think the cancer right now that has caused these situations that we've dealt with is precisely the rules of engagement. And so everybody hears me loud and clear. I don't think that started with Barack Obama. I think it did get worse under Barack Obama. But we need some military experts, and we need some oversight from Congress on this question. And you notice that... even on O'Reilly's piece, he references the rules of engagement of this mercenary force, saying that, let's see here. Where did it say that? I know that came up in here somewhere. You know, I just read from O'Reilly's talking points last night.
Yeah, I remember you saying that, Scott, and that's what makes no sense, because if they're going to have the same rules of engagement, what difference is there going to be?
Yeah, good point. Yeah, here's exactly what he said. He said, here's how it would work. The fighters would be recruited by America, trained in the USA by our special forces. U.S. Army rules of engagement would be followed. Again, this is just O'Reilly talking, right? I would assume, knowing Bill O'Reilly and, the staff he has, this isn't his idea. This is something that has come with some thought and, some other folks whispering this.
Well, not much thought, obviously. You know, you talk to anybody in the armed forces, and they'll all tell you, we can do anything needing done, but we have way too many rules.
You know, and Congressman Kevin Cramer shared with us, I don't remember if it was last week or the week before, on his talk radio town hall, informal survey of the troops that some members had done, like folks that represent Fort Hood and, the best of the best, right, all around the country and where they're stationed, had actually either called or got on the phone or went down to these military installations and just said, all right, what do you guys want? And the consensus, as Kevin explained it to us on the air, was, look, we're tired. We've been at this a long time, but we don't send other people to win our wars. We don't send anybody else. We want to do this. So, again, these are people who volunteer. Right, I know these mercenaries would be volunteers. We already have volunteers. And last time I checked, we meet every recruiting target as well. So, my first reaction when I heard this was, that needs some additional thought. I'd like to know what military experts think about it. You know, I kind of hear where it's going. You know, there's versions of this right now out there. What's that black group again, Blackwall, Blackwell, Black. There's contractors. So for instance, if Halliburton is going to feed people, right? So Halliburton sets up, a target logistics like a man camp in the middle of Iraq. Okay.
Right.
They hire a security firm that essentially does what these guys do. Right. They're independently paid. Yep. They're contractors. So a version of this already exists.
Right.
And anybody that takes the job gets paid very, very well, and they know they're in harm's way. They're not military. You know, they don't, they're just on their own. So a version of this already exists. And when I heard the idea, I said, not bad. Not bad. But I must tell you, my overwhelming sense is we already have this. Short of being well paid, because I don't think the men and women of the United States Armed Forces are well paid.
No, definitely not.
At all. You know, so to me, if we like this idea and we think this is the ticket, pay the troops we have more for protecting and defending the United States of America. Here's the question for you, the audience. Is Bill O'Reilly normal or nuts? Is this idea a good one or a bad one? What do you think of this mercenary army? It's out there. It's one idea. Is that the right way, or the vets that have called have it right? Just get rid of the rules of engagement or modify the rules. You got to have rules of engagement. I'm not saying get rid of them, but just take the shackles off. Don't tie our hands. You can't fight a war PC. That's exactly what they're saying. That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
Are they right or are they wrong? You tell me at 800-228-0550. Do we have a couple lines available right now?
We got a few.
Where's the crickets?
Where are the crickets?
Yeah.
Let me go find the crickets.
Yeah. The crickets are necessary.
The crickets. It's so quiet the crickets aren't even calling.
Is that right?
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Okay, well, it's time for me then to tell you what's on my mind. Besides Bill O'Reilly's idea.
Go for it.
Have you heard the story about ISIS recruiting petroleum engineers?
I have not. That sounds scary, doesn't it?
Just tell me what first comes into your mind when I say that. ISIS is recruiting petroleum engineers. What comes to your head?
Terrorism.
So you think they'd hire them to, like, blow up oil wells?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There'd
be a danger out there.
I don't know what I think about this story, but I think this. North Dakota oil and gas production, extraordinarily important. That's the first thing that popped into my head. Because if these guys are out recruiting petroleum engineers, one, we're recruiting against them. Because we need petroleum engineers, too.
Right.
And they crank them out of UND. ISIS is trying to recruit petroleum engineers, knowing, I guess, that they want an Islamic State. So they're not, because if I know about it, they know about it, right? So I would assume the kind of petroleum engineer they're going to get would be up for what you're talking about, terrorism.
So we've gone from missile silos being the problem to our oil being the problem now.
But the one antidote to it, the one way to fight back is just have more energy independence here.
Well, yeah.
That's not a buzz phrase. What we are doing in North Dakota every single day that is no longer a secret, that the world knows about, is a national security safety valve.
Exactly.
It is extraordinarily important.
Oh, exactly.
So I want to know what you think about ISIS recruiting petroleum engineers. What does that mean to you? Phil, where are you calling from? Minot, Phil?
Yes, sir.
What's on your mind?
That old Bill O'Reilly thing. You know, like several other callers have said, we've already got a military, and they want to pay and train people that are not even U.S. citizens. And then how many years down the road do we end up, our military, end up having to fight them? I think it's a dumb idea, and the cancer that the military has are these politicians that keep their hands tied behind their back.
Amen. Well said, Phil. Appreciate the call. Retired Air Force veterans always go to the front of the line in this program and will forever. Let's hope they do in every corner of this country. God bless you. Ed and Dickinson, when we come back on What's on Your Mind, then we'll meet some young farmers. Stay tuned.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
My friends at PetroServe USA are helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. I don't leave town without filling up at PetroServe USA. It's the place with choice at the pump, including the new E15 choice as well. And PetroServe USA is a great place to fill up, too. Not just your tank, your stomach, with the 4-for-$4 deal every single day. Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 2 cookies of your choice, and a 20-ounce soda or a coffee. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, it's a great way to go. 4-for-$4 every single day at PetroServe USA. Here's some great specials good all month long. Bag of Bugles, only 99 cents. The Giant Seed Shippers, $1.39. The Mars Standard Bars, 3 for $1. Love those Jack Links, 1-ounce sticks. They're only $1.09. Same thing with all the Person's Candy Bars, like the Salted Nut Roll. Gotta love those. And the Deli Express, $2.99 to $3.59. Your choice of a quarter pounder, cheeseburger, Big Chuck, Cattleman, 100% beef. They're fantastic. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
This is What's On Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hennon. Thanks for listening. Seriously, we really appreciate it. I'll be headed for Dickinson a little later on today, coming to you live and direct from the studios of 550K Fire, the mothership of What's On Your Mind, the voice of the Northern Plains, with the help of our friends at 910KCJB in Minot, as well as AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, AM 1090 The Flag, and the Boomin' to the Bakken, as well as KLTC in Dickinson, where we will be later this afternoon for the K-Fire Cafe, which you hear right now on 550K Fire and KLTC in Dickinson, and soon on a radio station near you as well.
On Energy Matters.
What did I say?
K-Fire Cafe. I'm not letting you
know. Well, it's sort of a K-Fire Cafe, but you're right. It is.
Yes.
Same, but it's Energy Matters, which airs at the same time as K-Fire Cafe.
I'm sorry. You get so much.
Just trying to give you a plug. Is what I'm trying to do.
wonderful
afternoon.
I appreciate that. All right. Stop. Yeah. Take a breath.
I made clear that as part of this campaign, the United States would take action against targets in both Iraq and Syria so that these terrorists can't find safe haven anywhere.
That the President of the United States moments ago in the Rose Garden. All right, it wasn't blah, 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 and rah, rah, rah. It was a little bit of substance. But anyway, you heard it. Let's get back to the phones. Ed and Dickinson at 800-228-0550. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was in Vietnam, 66, 67, and there were a group of people that volunteered to go over and help win the war. Just give us the weapons and the ammo, and we will take care of it. No charge. But because they were Hell's Angels, we didn't like that idea because they would have no rules of engagement. And we would have won, but the Democrats didn't like that. And so they weren't sent over. They weren't allowed to go. And if we hire mercenaries now, again, just like Osama bin Laden, we supplied and trained him, and look where he is now. And that's all that. It comes down to pay our military what they're worth and let them go play and stop waiting for some stupid, dumb idiot in the White House to not play basketball and not be on the golf course and be the commander. Oh, did I say all that?
Well, it's, you know, there's a version of that that is, you know.
Stupid, dumb idiot.
Yeah. And, well, we try to avoid name calling here because of the stereotypes of talk radio. I share your frustration. Do your job.
Do your job. Let us do ours.
Yeah. Amen. Thanks, Dad. Appreciate the call. God bless you for your service.
Thank you.
You know, I think we all ought to make an effort every day to thank a Vietnam vet. They did not get thanked when they came back, and it is a great black mark on American history. Ed, appreciate the call and thanks for your service. Warren in Newtown, what's on your mind?
Well, morning, Scott. Good morning, Tom. You know what? Well, I called a couple weeks ago, and, you know, I've talked to quite a few guys over here in Minot, and the same consensus seems to keep popping up. You know, the rules of engagement, we need to pull them out the window because our military, all by ourselves, is perfectly capable of taking care of this problem over in, you know, the world's largest sandbox. Now, if our president would untie our hands and just tell our fellas, you all want to get a pay raise, go over there and do what you need to do, take care of this problem once and for all, it would be taken care of.
Would it ever? Wow. Great call, Warren. Thank you. Agree with you completely. Jim in Fargo, listening on AM 1100 The Flag. What's on your mind, Jim?
Yeah, I wanted to comment on that mercenary service. You know, it's not entirely a bad idea, but the truth of the matter is, in order for the American people to support something, we need some leadership, not only in the White House, but we need leadership in the homes. See, we have got a society that believes that there's, they don't believe they have to pay a price for anything we have. I mean, we're spoiled. That's just a fact. I mean, there's a price people have paid along the way, and we've forgotten that, and there's a lot of people that have no idea what the price has been paid. We need leadership to say, you know, here's what, and we need leadership in the family so that people understand that what we have here didn't come free, and there's a lot of people, a lot of your ancestors that paid a heavy price for what you have in this country. In order to keep it, you're going to have to be willing to go when it's your time.
Well said, Jim. Appreciate the call. Great insight. Frank and Bismarck, last one on this topic for now. We'll pick up after the top of the hour break. Our guests from the Farm Bureau ready to go here. But let's talk to Frank and Bismarck, who does not agree with Bill O'Reilly that this mercenary force is a good idea. Why not, Frank?
Well, this might be a little thin compared to the other immediate concerns, but I see it as another way of distancing the American people from what happens to their own country, because we already have a military of the people, by the people, and for the people, and I see another step moving away from the citizens actually controlling what happens in the United States and around the world. So that's all.
All right. I hope Bill O'Reilly gets the privilege that Todd and I do in hearing from some unbelievable folks sharing your thoughts on this, because it's easy to say, oh, good idea, we can do it pain-free, we'll just, you know, we'll get a bunch of money from all these allies and we'll just send people over there and we'll tell them what the rules are and then they'll kill bad guys and everything will be fine and we don't have to send our best and brightest. That would be a natural reaction to what you heard from Bill O'Reilly, and you know what, we're not hearing that. We're hearing it's our country, it's ours to defend, send us, just take the gloves off. Remove the rules of engagement. Very well done. I still want to hear what you think about ISIS, the Islamic State, recruiting petroleum engineers. They got a help wanted ad out for petroleum engineers. Why? Somebody tell me what that's all about.
If that's not an ISIS crisis, I don't know what is.
And what it means to you.
The name I came up with isn't catching on, is it?
ISIS crisis. You've been trying, yeah. Later, we also have the Eddy County Sheriff joining us in studio to discuss a jury's work clearing him of child abuse charges recently after his name was dragged through the mud and quite an ordeal over the last year. Stay tuned for that, and I also want to get your take on the ISIS petroleum engineers recruitment. It is Tuesday. That means the North Dakota Farm Bureau, our good friends at the Farm Bureau, give us an opportunity to talk agriculture. And we're going to do so today with two collegiate Farm Bureau presidents. Hannah Frazier is the president at DSU for the Collegiate Farm Bureau. How are you, Hannah? What line is Hannah on here? Can you hear me, Hannah?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you loud and clear, yes. How are you?
Okay. I'm pretty good. How are you?
Very good. We also have the NDSU Collegiate Farm Bureau president, Nevada Turbeville. Am I saying that right, Nevada?
Yep.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you both for being here. So let's start with the fun stuff. Hannah, what is the Collegiate Farm Bureau all about? What do you guys do at DSU?
Well, every Wednesday we meet for lunch and we eat pizza, which is a huge hit at our school. And we just talk about current issues in agriculture. We talk about what's going on in our community, what's going on in our region, our state, and even at a national level. And it's really fun to hear all different perspectives from students. So it's just a time to gather and really talk about what's going on in agriculture.
Did you hear pizza on Wednesdays, Don?
That's all I needed to hear.
Yeah, yeah. What time do you do this pizza on Wednesdays, Hannah?
We do it at noon, so it's perfect for lunchtime.
Yeah, well, I get done tomorrow on the air at, but anyway, I got to do the conversion with Mountain Time because I'll be in Dickinson. But anyway, that sounds like a good idea. But in all seriousness, is how many people come and is it easy to recruit people and do they like to just talk about these issues?
It is pretty easy to recruit people. Sometimes we'll have, just because it is on campus, there's different events going on. But on average, we have about 15 people to about 25. And so it's a real good time, and they do like talking about agriculture. Some are there, and they have a very big opinion, and some don't have an opinion at all, and they're just there to learn. So you get all different people of all different backgrounds, so it's really a good time.
Now, Nevada, tell me about what you guys do at NDSU. How do you make it fun for the Collegiate Farm Bureau members?
Well, we do a lot of the same stuff, obviously. I mean, we're both collegiate chapters. We try to do different ag events around campus all year long. NDSU started out being the College of Ag, so we like to pursue, that history a little bit and that legacy of agriculture. During the spring, we try to do like an ag week or an ag day. Last year, we had Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers that does all those YouTube videos. He came in and spoke to the College Ag. And just do different policy stuff. And like Hannah said, we discuss a lot of different ag issues all year long, whether it's at a meeting or something, a big event comes up on campus or that's going on in the state. We try to teach the students at NDSU a little bit about it so they're more informed so they can make a educated decision about it instead of just hear what goes on at the media, all the bad stuff.
So you're not only a member, you're obviously the president. Tell me why. What do you get out of this? Why are you the Collegiate Farm Bureau president at NDSU Nevada?
Well, my family's been in agriculture my whole life, so I grew up in agriculture. And I got into Farm Bureau a lot when I was a freshman here at NDSU, and I really like the opportunities it gives us. It gives us a lot of opportunities to go on national trips as well as state trips and network with people in the ag industry in North Dakota as well as the whole country, like I said. And just the good that it does for our ag industry through policies and through leadership and different events. And even networking is always a great thing to do with people in the same industry as us, with us and like-minded individuals. It just does a lot of good. It helps build. I think everybody in our chapter has benefited quite a bit, as well as our campus, too, just having a pretty strong Collegiate Farm Bureau chapter.
And, by the way, I should have mentioned this earlier, but there is quite a search going on for an NDSU student right now that has gone to the next level. Just give us a sense of the concern on campus about that situation, Nevada.
Yeah, it's definitely nuts. There's stuff pretty much everywhere. Facebook and Twitter, everybody keeps sharing his pictures and hashtag Save Tom. And there's I actually live south campus. There's a search unit set up, or there was yesterday at least, right next to where we live. So that's kind of weird seeing a whole bunch of cop cars and their big command center. And the Fargo police and the fire department have been conducting. Yesterday they got done with their primary grid search, and then I think today they were going to move on to pursue different avenues, I guess. And he was only like three blocks from where we live, so it's definitely kind of a reality check.
It sure is, and these things very often do not end well. So we pray that this one does end well, right? That there's an explanation here, and there's an answer, and hope we get one. But I know, where they're searching, they start talking about a search for the Red River, and there's heartaches. So I know that's tough for you and fellow students, and should have mentioned it at the outset, but appreciate you telling us a little bit of an update on that particular situation. And again, we're continuing to follow that, and I think the easiest thing here is if you see something, say something. Most importantly, keep these efforts and the well-being of this young man in your thoughts and prayers. He's from Sartell, Minnesota, freshman, 18-year-old freshman at NDSU. Yep. Could be the neighbor boy. Could be your son, Thomas Gregory Bearson. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk a little about the policy input these two have as we continue on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to be hosting a number of international trade teams this fall. These teams consist of the top wholesalers, traders, and buyers of U.S. soybeans from Southeast Asia. A primary goal of these visits is to build and expand relationships between these trade industry leaders and North Dakota soybean farmers. Hosting these trade teams provides the ideal opportunity to showcase the quality of North Dakota soybeans and the producers who grow them. Because of the relationships that are developed through these trade team visits, the buyers know that our soybeans are of good quality and produced by people they know and trust. They consider this factor when making purchasing decisions. Increasing demand for soy in overseas markets continues to be a high priority for the North Dakota Soybean Council. For more information about our international marketing efforts, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to talk about a new service they have 24-7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight. Drop it off overnight and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24-7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning. Ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
One thing I really enjoy about pheasant hunting is it's an active sport. If you're serious about pheasant hunting, you're going to be out there working for the birds. The gear that's available today is going to make your hunt just that much more enjoyable. Watching my own dog work, being out there with my friends, congratulating a buddy on a good shot, those are all things that I really like about upland hunting. I'm Judd Geese, and I'm an upland hunting expert at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Before the top of the hour with Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hennen. This is What's on Your Mind. Did I tell everybody what was on my mind yet? I don't think I did. Because we were deferring to them, and that's the way the show's supposed to work.
Hold back. Just let her rip.
Do you want to know the absolute honest truth about what's on my mind?
Tell me.
It really should be ISIS. It should be, many things related to the November election. It should be all kinds of things. I have to go to the DMV today. And
that's always fun.
Get a title issued. And every time I say that to somebody, they snicker. Why do they do that? When I say I have to go to DV, oh, good luck. Wait, you're going to be in line. You're going to.
And it's not that bad in North Dakota. I just did that with my convertible.
Did you?
In and out of there in 5 minutes. No problem.
Yeah, so I'm going today, after the program, to the DMV office. And if you have to get anything done at the DMV today, I'm going to bring some Cloverdale coupons along, because I figure, you know, if I could bribe them with bacon, the line will be, moving right along. But I'm going to do a little test on behalf of the audience to see if we can put to rest this idea that the DMV is somehow inefficient and, drives you crazy and everything else.
Tell the woman at the front desk with the long blonde hair I said hi.
Oh, you know, connections there.
Yeah.
What's her name?
I don't remember.
Okay. Just long blonde hair at the desk. All right.
Well, we live.
Anyway.
She remembers me from some promotion.
That's what's on my mind. And by the way, I have my pillow along, too, so I'll happily show it off to you. It's in the K-Fire parking lot as we speak. Anyway, it's in the truck.
But you're sleeping in the truck again.
Yeah, exactly.
What did you do at home?
Anyway, let's get back to business here. We have two wonderful guests here from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. It's also time to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers besides Nevada and Hannah here today on the program. How about Levi, a young farmer from Ypsilanti? What's on his mind? I think it's the November election and something called Measure 5. Tell us more, Levi.
As a young farmer and hunting enthusiast, I am very concerned about Measure 5. These out-of-state groups, which, by the way, are providing 94% of the amendment's funding, say the money would be used to create more state parks, thereby increasing hunting opportunities. It's not about creating hunting opportunities for North Dakotans. It's about locking up the land. Hunting rarely happens in the state parks, and when it does, it is highly controlled. Also, North Dakota has more national wildlife refuges that offer protected habitat for wildlife than any other state in the country. This is why I am voting no on Measure 5.
Levi, I appreciate you sharing what's on your mind. We find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. Find them online at ndfb.org, ndfb.org. And while you're there, you might want to check out the events page and a little something called New York City, because my wife Marie and I are so excited to be joining lots of Farm Bureau members going to New York City the 7th of December for 5 days in an incredible all-inclusive deal. 6 meals, Broadway show, The Rockettes, one of the nicest hotels in New York City. Oh, Todd, this is what's keeping me going right now, is knowing I'm going to New York City on December 7th.
Rub it in.
Now, I haven't decided, should I do a show or should I not do a show?
You should do a show.
Well, I don't think my wife will go for that, but we'll see. Maybe I will.
It's a working vacation. Yeah. It's not a vacation.
Is it? Okay, all right. Yeah. I'm going to tell her Todd said that.
Okay, go
ndfb.org. Literally, this deal is incredible.
You may be sleeping in the truck another night or two.
You got a professional tour director for crying out loud. Yeah, I got the part about the truck. Exactly. Anyway, it was your idea. All right, back to our conversation. By the way, Ray in Walhalla, we're going to get to you. Ray in Walhalla wants to ask why we're blaming Obama for anything. I don't know what he means. I don't know if we did or what. But, Ray, you're coming up after the news break. But I have to finish our conversation with Hannah Frazier, who's the Collegiate Farm Bureau President at Dickinson State University, and Nevada Turbeville, who's the Collegiate Farm Bureau President at NDSU. You both mentioned policy and the work of the Farm Bureau. Hannah, give me an example of how you and others at DSU that are part of the Collegiate Farm Bureau shape policy for the Farm Bureau, would you?
Yeah, well, we have a state meeting coming up here in November, and it's been great because DSU students are allowed to write different policies and reform different policies, and essentially we can bring them before the rest of the state and see what they think, if they accept it or not. And it gives students a voice. It gives young farmers and ranchers a voice in agriculture, especially ones that are in college that kind of get overlooked. And so overall, it's fun to be able to feel like you have a say and actually know you have a say in a matter. And so we're pretty grateful to have the opportunity to be involved in policies, and it makes us as individuals grow and have a platform.
Nevada, how about you? Anything you're particularly proud of helping to shape policy with the Farm Bureau?
Well, our collegiate chapters are just like a regular county Farm Bureau, where we get, like Hannah said, we get to make policies and take to a district meeting, and then they get weeded out from there, and then hopefully some of the ones we made go to the state annual meeting in November. And I think one thing that we really focused on at NDSU is the research side of policies at the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Say that again. I didn't hear exactly what you said. The research side?
Yeah, like there's some policies in the North Dakota Farm Bureau policy book that deal with like ag research. And I think that's important for us to stress at NDSU, since we're a land-grant research university. And we also focus a lot on the ag education policies, I think, are probably our two main ones that we try to write policy for and push, as long as other industry things, because a lot of our members are involved in agriculture and are young farmers and ranchers, just like Ed Dickinson over there.
Yeah, exactly. And Hannah, I only have about half a minute left, but can you, anything in particular that he mentioned ag research at NDSU, anything that your members are fired up about on the policy side?
Right now, a hot issue in our club is the Measure 5. We're starting to host a forum and get both parties involved to see, you know, what's really going on in the issue. And so that whole political thing right now is a big issue for DSU Farm Bureau.
That is a huge issue. And by the way, if you're able to get the proponents, these out-of-staters that are spending the big bucks on Measure 5, to actually come to a debate at Dickinson, would you let me know? Because they're avoiding us like the plague. And we'll come out there and at least hear their side of it, because for some reason they don't want to tell our audience about it. You both were wonderful. Thank you for the time today. Hope to have you back soon.
We want to know what
thank you.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Do you love jerky? You're tired of the same old gas station and grocery store stuff? Have I got a website for you? MeatTaffy.com. That's right, MeatTaffy.com. I love that name. What it is a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction got tired of the same old stuff and said, you know what? Let's go find the good stuff. I mean, premium guy candy. Meat Taffy. So they searched all across the USA and found folks out there in smokehouses and tiny meat shops and little independent supermarkets making some of the best jerky ever. And now we have a one-stop shop for all that great jerky. And if you go to MeatTaffy.com, it's what you're going to find. The best. I'm looking at a couple right now. Premium six packs of thin-cut meat taffy straight from the heart of Kentucky. Fantastic. Or a Bayou blend. It's a Cajun-inspired pack of jerky that was born in the Bayou. Really good. High quality, hard to get, but easy to love. Meat taffy. Made easy at MeatTaffy.com. Go to the website. They'll ship it to you wherever you are. MeatTaffy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew, butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123. $3.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.